Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Thank you for sending your questions. Today's question comes from Joe via email, and he says, "Thank you. I discovered your videos on YouTube, and I am a fan. I was doing yoga with you for a bit and found out I would need knee surgery. I tore both meniscus and the ACL in my right knee. I had surgery on the 27th of March, and it seems to be going well. I wanted your advice on when I could do yoga again, or if I could do it with avoiding certain postures. The breathing movements and everything about it helps me calm myself. If you could come up with something or give me your guidance, it would be greatly appreciated." So this is a great question, Joe. So first of all, I'm a PhD, not an MD. So it can help, but of course you're going to need to get the advice of your surgeon on when it's appropriate for you to return to yoga and exercising. So also check in with your surgeon specifically about your injuries, your meniscus injuries, because meniscus tears can happen in different places, and more commonly they happen medially, but you need to know what you can and can't do. Now, I think it's more helpful to say what movements can I and can't I do, because if you say yoga to a medical doctor, they get these ideas in their heads about what yoga is, and there's so many different styles of yoga too, so it's not really fair to say that to them. So just say, what kind of movements are okay for me and what kind of movements should I avoid? And that gives them a much better idea. So once you have the okay from your medical doctor, or your, probably more appropriately in this case, your surgeon, then we can talk about moving forward. So your ACL, for everybody listening, because lots of people have knee injuries, is the joint on the inside at the front of your knee. It prevents your knee from bending too far forward. The meniscus creates shock absorption and cushion your thigh bone. They allow for gliding between your upper and lower leg bones rather than grinding. Menisci can be damaged from trauma, overuse, and degeneration. Usually it's the medial, as I already said, meniscus that gets damaged more than the lateral meniscus. This injury is usually referred to as the wear and tear of the knee. So if you're experiencing pain going up and down the stairs or clicking with pain, this is cartilage moving against the bone. This is why clicking with the knees is more considered more dangerous than clicking in other joints, because it's the cartilage moving against the bone in the knees. That's why you need to be aware of clicking in the knees. Both the ACL and the meniscus benefit from strengthening the muscles around the knee. So one of the exercises that I like best for strengthening the muscles around the knees are squatting, but you got to pay really close attention to alignment. And one of the great tools for alignment are a good yoga block. So let's take a look at a squat. You're going to take your yoga block and place it between your knees. What that does is it lines up your hip joints really nicely so they can't go willy-nilly all over the place. And then your ankles are going to line up with your knees and line up with your hip bones. Tim liked that, the willy-nilly all over the place. Then what you're going to do is move from your hip joint. So you're going to sit back as though you're sitting down into a kindergarten chair. Stay back in your heels so that you're not moving your knees forward, but moving your hips back when you do a squat. This is a great pose to strengthen your glutes, your quads. So all these muscles get strong and they support your knee joint. So you can come down and hold, or you could go up and down. That's great if you have joint issues like arthritis, lubricates the joint. So I have lots of great knee exercises. I have a short video, yoga for knees, in my shop right now and on my membership site. And we just filmed a longer knee video that's going to be available really soon in the shop by May 1st, 2013. And it'll be in the membership site on May 1st, 2013. So we'll put those in the show notes. Thanks for a great question, Joe.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.